Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
But right now I want to welcome to the show Dr. Jeremy Silver, the medical director of emergency medicine at Northwestern Medicine in Kishwaukee Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Silver.
Jim, top of the morning to you. Happy St. Patty.
Top of the morning. Can I put an O in your name too, or no?
Feel free, sir.
Oh, so it's Dr. Jeremy O'Silver. How you doing today, me lad?
Good. I'm doing just fine.
Well, you know, doctor, I thought it would be fitting. You work in the emergency room, in the emergency area of Kishwaukee Hospital, Northwestern Medicine. And so I would assume on St. Patrick's Day, is that emergency room a little busier than usual?
Yeah, it certainly can be. And typically we expect that, particularly as the day drags on. But I think it's fair to say that in most emergency departments, at least where I've worked, every day is St. Patty's Day to some degree.
That's probably true, right? Yeah. Well, you know, I thought it'd be fitting maybe to talk about this subject today. So maybe you can add a little insight. I would assume that many people, Dean, when he called in earlier, was saying that they did a remote earlier this week on the WGN Morning News. And at 5 a.m., people were already drinking green beer. So today is the day. Even though tomorrow's a work day, I would assume between yesterday and probably today, people will still be celebrating the green, if you will. So I was wondering... We always hear about hangovers, right? First of all, is there really a medical term for a hangover?
There is, Jim, and the medical term is hangover from the Latin hangover.
See, that's why we have you on, doctor, because, you know, I'm just a layman. But I love when you get so technical. That's what we love. When you really dig deep, you know, we're delving deep now into. So a hangover is a hangover is a hangover, huh?
Yeah. Well, in the ER, we try to keep things simple just because the pace is so fast. But yes, it's a real thing.
And what is it? What is a hangover?
It's really a set of symptoms that occur as a consequence of overdoing it with the alcohol. And in some cases, in rare cases, some folks have a genetic condition where they just don't process it well, and one or two drinks can lead to a hangover, unfortunately. But those symptoms can include a variety of uncomfortable presentations, whether it's weakness, headache, vomiting, abdominal pain, the list goes on.
Ah, you make it sound so fun.
Well, in the emergency room, we're seeing the worst of the worst. And so, you know, the hangovers that we see tend to be, on that sort of outer limit of the curve of severe. But many folks nurse themselves back to health at home with pretty debilitating symptoms. So it can be miserable.
Well, here's the question, too. This exactly, you led into my next question. So everybody, it seems, especially people that may... partake in the alcohol binging kind of habit. Everybody seems to have their own homemade remedy. You hear about, hair of the dog. Wake up the next morning with a hangover, drink what you had before, the hair of the dog. I hear so many different kind of homemade remedies. A lot of them deal with tomato juice, and it's almost like some weird concoction of whatever seems to be laying around the house that's liquid. You're supposed to drink that the next day. If I have a hangover to the symptoms that you were mentioning, what is there something, a common denominator or something from a homemade kind of remedy like that I should use to alleviate the real symptoms of a hangover?
Sure. Well, there is some legitimacy to the home hangover cure. Simply because if you think about the underlying cause of the symptoms, you can kind of break them down into their categories. So we know that when folks are drinking heavily, that sugar metabolism becomes disrupted and people's sugar drop. And so, you know, one of the first things that you do when you wake up with a hangover, as many of us have had, is you go out for breakfast and try to, eat a big meal. And that's just, you know, pure biochemistry. You're replacing the sugar that was lost. In terms of drinking, yeah, there's a significant amount of dehydration that occurs with drinking. The alcohol acts on many parts of the body, but it does affect the brain, and it limits a chemical that helps you hold on to water. So there's a hormone called antidiuretic hormone, which, to put it simply, acts on the kidney to help you keep all the water in your body that you need. And alcohol blocks that, and so you pee a ton, as you think about the breaking of the seal, if you will. And so that's a real thing.
Is that a medical term too, doctor?
Yeah, I only use medical terms on the show. But you can lose a significant amount of water that way. And so, you know, having a drink like Gatorade or some other electrolyte-rich drink helps replace the fluid that you lose. And of course, when you lose fluid in the urine, you're also losing electrolytes, and that can contribute to the way that people feel.
So actually, to your point then, Gatorade would be a very good, easy and quick kind of hangover remedy.
Yes, and I think many folks have found that sort of thing is very effective, or you know, not to promote one brand, but any of the electrolyte pouches, you know, can be useful. There was the Japanese remedy with ginger, brown sugar, and tangerine.
Wow.
That was actually studied and found to be helpful. It's called KSF. I won't try and pronounce the whole name. And there's so many different remedies out there, but really the tie that binds them all together is you're replacing the sugar, the electrolytes, and the water.
And so, like, for instance, then, to your point about going out the next morning and having a big breakfast, so you would say that to go out and have, you know, some pancakes with maple syrup, or have some Belgian waffle with some whipped cream on the top. So you would say indulge in the sweetest kind of, maybe lay off the Western omelet and go for the full stack.
Well, there's glucose in the sugar in just about everything that we eat, and certainly for diabetics, I would urge caution with the sugar.
That's true.
But yeah, in general, going out and eating, you know, just toast or eggs, pancakes, as you say, any of these breakfast foods are going to help. Number one, if you still have alcohol in your stomach, it's going to help absorb some of the alcohol and help with that. But number two, it's going to replace those, you know, the sugar and some of the electrolytes as well.
And nothing specific to a certain type of drinks. Like, for instance, if you had a hangover because you were drinking a lot of beer, once again, we're still talking about the sugar and the alcohol content is the same thing if you were doing some whiskey or bourbon or wine. It's just the fact of the alcohol is having an effect on the sugar in your system. So it's basically replacing the sugar. It's not really dependent like, oh, if you had if you were drinking beer all night, this would be better. Or if you were drinking wine all night or whiskey, it's really just the basics of the alcohol, correct?
Well, I am going to thread the needle on that a little bit, Jim. You bring up a really good point. So the reason that you feel so bad, you know, the headaches and the nausea, in part, is due to that loss of fluid and electrolytes. But there's also toxins in alcohol. Alcohol itself is a toxin to the gut, to the brain. It gets converted to acetaldehyde, which is a family member to formaldehyde. So you're essentially pickling yourself on a small scale.
Wow.
And it can stimulate cytokine release in the body. Those are the chemicals that are associated with inflammation, when people think about the catchword inflammation. And then there are these chemicals called congeners, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, which are produced in the production of alcohol. They become a part of the drink. And leading back to your point about the coloration of the alcohol, gin, vodka, and the clear-based alcohols are thought to contribute less to hangovers than the alcohols that have a coloration to them, like red wine, whiskey, brandy, etc.
Oh, that's interesting. So if you're out there partying today on St. Patrick's Day, you might want to go for a more clear alcohol than a colored alcohol, huh?
It may help. And then again, that comes back to the production of congeners, which in they just don't get produced in the same quantity in those clear alcohols.
So then, in other words, you're suggesting to drink straight moonshine than you would a bottle of a Gallo wine, huh?
Well, I'm not suggesting anything, but you can certainly take the advice for what it's worth and maybe a couple of pennies.
Now, I want to also ask about hangovers. We've got a text here from 815, which is a good point. So many people, and I remember in my good old, in my 20s when I used to go out on a weekend, there was nothing better than after a little drinking session to go to a place here in the Chicago area on Central Avenue near Foster and Milwaukee. It was called King's Two Euros, and they were the greasiest, sloppiest gyros. They were the greatest things to eat at 2 a.m. in the morning. What is that about that aspect that seems to you have a yearning for really greasy food? Somebody mentions fast food, Taco Bell. The line around fast food places are always long around 2 a.m. Is there something there about greasy food as well?
Well, I'm not certain. Yeah, I did a little research on this because I was curious, and there's not a lot of evidence on the grease, but I actually think it may in fact be the salt, because greasy foods also tend to be salty, and you kind of crave that salt, which helps your body hang on to water. It's kind of a primitive reflex. But again, those types of foods, like you said, a gyro or a submarine sandwich, pizza, the bread is going to help sop up some of the alcohol in your stomach and reduce the metabolism. So.
Boy, I'll tell you, that I don't think King's Euros is there anymore, but my gosh, there's nothing tasted better at 2 in the morning than a sloppy King's Euro. Well, I'm talking to Dr. Jeremy Silver, or today, Dr. Jeremy O. Silver, who is the medical director of emergency medicine at Northwestern Medicine Kishwaukee Hospital. After the break, I wanted to talk a little bit, if you can, about what's going on with this measles outbreak and some insights, and maybe you can impart on some of our listeners the importance of vaccinations. I'm still baffled as to why we have become such an anti-vax culture here in the last several years. So stick around for that. Jim Toronto filling in for Dean Richards on a St. Patrick's Day on a Sunday. I'm doing whatever I can to fill in for Dean as best as I can to serve you loyal Dean listeners. So just know that a lot of the usual things that you hear every week on a Dean show, I try to do those as well with a little touch of a little Elton Jim. So stay tuned. No switching. Jim Toronto with you here at WGN Radio, filling in for Dean Richards this morning. But listen anyway. I'm on the phone here with Dr. Jeremy Silver, who is the medical director of emergency medicine at Northwestern Medicine, Kishwaukee Hospital. And, doctor, I wanted to talk a little bit about this measles outbreak. We're seeing more and more cases of measles. We're finding some of these things now happening in with some of the migrants who have come here to Chicago. How serious is this measles outbreak? We're hearing of the numbers and their they're not in the hundreds yet, but there is a danger, isn't there?
Yeah, well, measles, is a very, very infectious virus that can cause very severe complications. And so we have a vaccine that's readily available and extremely effective. Two doses of the vaccine gives you like a 97% protection against the virus, meaning that only 3 out of 100 would get infected if they were exposed to it. So it's an extremely effective vaccine. And the complications are real. 1 in 1,000 kids that are infected will die. More will develop complications, which can include loss of hearing or brain damage. And the case fatality rate for pregnant women is as high as 10%. So there's a real risk. And there's an obvious cure that has been extremely effective. The worldwide number of people that had died worldwide from measles before the vaccine was in the millions, and that was slashed after the vaccine became widespread. So unfortunately, the vaccination rate in the population has dropped over the last couple of decades, and so now we're reaping the fruits of that labor, if you will.
Yeah, well, like I said, I just wanted you to mention some of those statistics because we have the capabilities to wipe these things out, and we don't seem to be using them. So I appreciate you sharing those facts with the people. That's Dr. Jeremy Silver. He's the medical director of emergency medicine at Northwestern Medicine, Kishwaukee Hospital. Thank you so much for joining me today. Take it easy on your imbibing, but at the same time, you know how to handle a hangover, don't you?
Yeah, well, you know, the best way to handle a hangover, Jim, is just don't go there. So I'm going to be teetotaling today, but I wish everybody a safe and happy St. Patty's, and the same to you. Thanks again for
Great.
Having me.
Thank you, Dr. Jeremy Silver from Kishwaukee Hospital, Northwestern Medicine. Jim Toronto filling in for Dean Richards. Stay tuned. No switching.